It's immediately after the close of our last episode. Prosecutor Frederick Apt has just put Dory Grant on the stand and is about to question her.
Dorothy.
Oh, just a moment, Mr. Apt.
Yes, Your Honor?
I have a small word for the spectators. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to hear what this witness is about to say. The jury wants to hear. She's a little girl, and this is a big room. Unless you're quiet, we can't hear. Is that reasonable? All right. Now, Dory, I think we can hear you.
Yes, sir.
All right, Dorothy. Are you ready to answer my questions now?
Uh-huh.
Remember, you're going to be a big girl and tell the truth.
Uh-huh.
Even if it hurts somebody you love.
You talking about Mommy?
Well, let's say I mean Mrs. Grant or anyone else.
Oh, I wouldn't hurt my mom.
Well, stick to the point, Dorothy. Are you going to tell us the truth?
Uh-huh.
Well, now. Dorothy, we're going to talk about the time that you and Mrs. Grant lived with Mr. Carlo.
Oh.
You remember the time I mean?
I remember. In the apartment where he used to come to see her all the time.
He? Oh, Mr. Blanc.
Yes.
That's right. Dorothy, will you answer my questions now truthfully? Let's see how well you remember. You and Mrs. Grant met Mr. Carlo and Mr. Blanc in another city.
Uh-huh.
Then you came to this city and went to an apartment.
Uh-huh. We saw them in Chicago.
In Chicago? Oh, now there's a bright girl. Now, my dear, I want to know what you did in that apartment.
What?
Well, were you shut up there all the time? Were you cold and hungry? Or were you given plenty of good food and warm clothing? And did you have all the toys that any little girl could possibly want to play with?
That's right.
No, you tell us.
They gave me lots of toys.
They? Who?
Mr. Blanc and her.
Mr. Carlo?
Yes, but I didn't...
Dorothy... What did Mr. Carlo give you to play with?
Oh, a dollhouse and a washing machine.
Why, weren't those nice toys? A dollhouse, you must have had a doll.
Oh, yes. It was my favorite toy of all.
Where?
Manuel Jr. Well, he's right over there on your table.
Is this Manuel Jr.?
Uh-huh. Could I have him, please? There's lots of room in his chair.
Why, of course you may, Todd. Hi, he looks like a Spanish doll. Yeah, here you are.
Thank you. No, Manuel Jr. is a Mexican doll. Sit still, Manuel Jr.
So you had all those nice things to play with. Well, it must have been fun in the apartment.
No.
But with all those toys...
I didn't play with them.
What? Oh, but Dorothy, you just told us that doll was your favorite.
Mommy gave me Manuel Jr. I didn't like their toys.
Oh. Well, to get on.
She tried to make me play with them, but I wouldn't.
Dorothy.
She wanted to throw Manuel Jr. away, but Mommy wouldn't let her.
Dorothy, I remind you once again not to speak except to answer questions.
But we've only tried...
Only and answer the questions. Now, pay attention.
Your Honor.
Yes, Mr. Mason?
I'd like to call to the attention of the court the fact that this child is only 6 years old.
The court is well aware of Dorothy's age, Mr. Mason.
Thank you, Your Honor.
She's old enough to follow instructions.
Just take it easy, Mr. Rapp.
Mr. Apt will take it easy, Mr. Mason. You needn't fear on that score.
Your Honor, I'm laboring under difficulties with a witness of this age.
What's he saying, Mr. Mason?
That it's all right, Dory.
But everybody's getting mad.
All right, Dory.
It will be when you sit down, Mr. Mason.
Mommy? Could I go to Mommy?
Your Honor, can't you possibly...
Yes, I believe I can. Dorothy. Dory.
Yes, sir.
Everybody was getting mad, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm not mad.
You are?
Not a bit. As long as we keep order. How would you like to come and sit up here? Would you like that?
Way up there with you?
Mm-hmm. There's plenty of room on this chair.
Will he still ask questions?
Well, in a minute, but you and I are going to have a talk first.
Oh, I brought Manuel Jr.
Well, that's fine. There's plenty of room for him, too. There now.
Oh, we're so high. He doesn't look so big now.
I know, dear.
Things have a way of leveling out from where we're sitting.
Well, I don't understand.
No, never mind.
Mister.
Don't you know my name?
Oh, I know it. It's awful hard to say.
Do you think so? Well, try it.
All right. Yes, sir. Mr. Your Honor.
What?
Mr. Your Honor? That's what Mr. Mason called me. Will you really hit them with that hammer?
Well, it's an idea, honey. Now we've got to answer Mr. App's question, shall we?
All right.
Go ahead, Mr. App.
Thank you, Your Honor.
The jury should know what happened in that apartment.
Yes, sir. That's why
I... If you please. The way those people felt toward one another is important. And the way this child felt about them is also important. If she wants to tell about it, don't try to stop her. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, sir. Very clear. And since the jury should know... Dorothy.
Yes.
Suppose you just tell us how you felt about Mr. Blanc and Mr. Carlos. Did you like them?
No.
Even after they bought you those nice, expensive toys?
No. They didn't like me either.
Now, just a moment. You mean you don't think they liked you?
They didn't.
I'll go on to the next point, but I remind the jury this child is expressing an opinion.
What's he saying, Mr. Your Honor?
Well, never mind, my dear. Just answer his question.
How about Mrs. Grant, Dorothy? You did love her.
I do love Mommy.
But...
just a moment, Your Honor. Mr. App is... come
if you please, Mr. Mason, the fact that this child learned to dislike Mr. Carlo and Mr. Blanc, and that she did love her so-called foster mother, is most important. It gives weight to her entire testimony.
Objection overruled. Answer him, Dory.
What did he say?
Did you love your Mrs. Grant while you lived in the apartment?
I've always loved her, just like she loves me.
But, Dorothy, do you remember the last night you stayed in the apartment? The night before you went home?
I remember.
Who put you to bed that night?
Mommy. Mommy always did.
And tell us what happened.
Mommy talked to me and I went to sleep.
And when you woke up?
Oh.
Well, just tell us what happened. Was Mrs. Grant with you?
No.
Where was she?
She was going out of the bedroom.
You don't know what woke you up?
She was gone. I called to her.
How many times?
I called, and she answered me.
Well, what did she say?
She told me to stay in the bedroom, but I didn't mind her.
No, wait just a moment. She told you not to come out of the bedroom?
But I didn't mind her. I was scared. I went out in the hall. But I did put my slippers on.
Now, Dory, think carefully. What did you see when you went into the hall?
I saw Mommy. She was coming back from the living room.
And what did you see her do?
She stopped in front of the linen closet.
Did she see you?
No, I didn't say anything. She told me to stay in bed, but...
Well, go on, child. What did she do?
She opened the door and stuck something in the sheets.
Now, Dory, did you see what it was?
Yes.
What, Dorothy? What was she hiding?
It was a toy.
What?
A toy pistol.
Oh, a toy pistol. Now, you're sure it wasn't a real pistol?
No, I've seen real pistols at cowboy shows. And Daddy's got a real pistol. Real pistols are big.
Oh.
This was a teeny tiny pistol, so I knew it was a toy.
Look here, Dory. Look at this. Hey, look at what I have here in my hand. Do you know what this is?
Oh, that's it. The little toy pistol.
The little toy pistol. The little toy pistol with a tag on it. Of course, you can't read this tag.
I can't read.
No, you're too little. But you're big enough to remember, aren't you? Big enough to remember that this is the pistol you saw Mrs. Grant hiding.
Yes, the little toy pistol.
The little toy pistol that put six little holes in... Six tiny holes. Tiny, but oh, so deadly. Little things can be deadly things, can't they, child?
What's he saying, Mr. Your Honor? I don't know what he's saying.
Never mind, Dorothy. You don't, but the rest of us do. I mean about the little deadly things. Well, let's get on, shall we?
Well, perhaps Mr. Apt did take a chance putting Dory on the stand, but the chance seems to be paying off. In her innocence, Dory appears to be helping strap the woman she calls Mommy right into the electric chair, doesn't she? But more of this tomorrow, so join us by all means, won't you?